should do something else to begin to get warmed up on.
No, you go ahead.
Is it ready now? Oh, here's a little write-up about Pops in the Brown Daily Harrier. Providence, Rhode Island, Wednesday, January 7, 1953. It says, Gate Mouth Louie Rides Again. When it's Dixie Time Up North, by Joseph Forcarini, Reno. Oh, dig that man, he's really gone. We took in Louis Armstrong's opening night Surreal last night at Providence's own Celebrity Club, and we heard a show that's really worth digging. The old Satchmo took the place by storm with the hottest conditions to hit this town in many a moon. He broke in his new silver horn and such Armstrong classics as Sleepy Time Down South, A Kiss to Build a Dream On, and Can Anyone Explain? Man, he just sided up to that mic and groaned out the sweet stuff while the whites of his eyes rolled in rhythm with the fertility of his lower quarters. The band followed his slow roll with the exception of the bass man, who pounded away in a jivey two-step of his own. The women element. Bespangled, Velma Milton did a shimmy up to the stage and let loose with bits like Can Anyone Explain and Lover Come Back to Me, accompanying herself with a little jig that nearly knocked the piano player and his grand clear off the dialogue. The crowd was waiting for she waddled off most dominantly, like Don't Lose Nothing, Baby, an observant Satchmo Armstrong. Very nice picture. Continuing on page 4. All the band did a great job of gracing Louis playing, especially bass man Arvo Shaw and pianist Marty Napoleon. Satch goes continental. We spoke to Satch and Velma during the intermission and encountered two of the finest people we have yet to meet. The Satch sat in a large leather easy chair, wiping off a face full of sweat with that ever-present trademark, the wrinkled white handkerchief. He was full of talk about his recent fabulous tour of Europe. Where he went, he said, Dixieland bands awaited his arrival, including a real cool Italian quintet called the New Orleans Roman Jazz Band. Jazz is the same all over the world, he added, and they are getting better all the time. In Germany, he was given the horn he played in last night's show. He showed us the inscription on it, to the King of the Trumpeteers, from H. Horn Nuremberg. In Italy, he was given a spaghetti dinner in a big house that scared him because Napoleon slept, he had stared down from the ceiling. He called Guy Lombardo his favorite band. When we asked him to name his best record, he said, well, that's for the public to decide. But he added that his own favorite was Sleepy Time Down South. Satch has written many songs, including If We Never Meet Again and Swing That Music. He likes weird names like Alligator Crawl, he added. For you cats who'd like to catch the Satch in person, he'll be making an appearance at an interview tonight on WBRU. You are all invited. Dig that man, cats. He's crazy.